As awareness of the potential effects of climate change grows, so does anxiety and grief about the seriousness of the crisis. And as Elizabeth Stewart Severy of Aspen Journalism reports, a new climate anxiety support group is forming in Pinckney County.
When Philip Cipino attended a panel discussion on climate change and mental health at this past summer's Aspen Ideas Festival, he was surprised by the strong emotions it raised. It seemed that both members of the panel and the audience were endorsing an incremental approach to addressing a real crisis. So Cipino stood up to make a statement.
I was crying in front of 75 people, talking about my son, talking about my own experiences, and suggesting that the emotions that I was feeling informed a sense of urgency that I feel like other people maybe ought to think about having.
The experience was cathartic, and that night, Cipino and his wife Emily, who's a therapist, decided to take action. Emily Cipino says there's a community need to address the anxiety, fear, and grief that accompany climate change. This month, she's starting a climate anxiety support group.
Our hope is that not only can people come together and process together, connect, support, but also talk about ways that individuals are coping and ways that they're trying to make a change.
And other people do have that urgency that Philip Cipino feels. Students are striking, governments are declaring climate emergencies, and experts like Dr. Lisa Van Susteren say depression, anxiety, and stress disorders are all on the rise.
I'm absolutely seeing an increase in climate anxiety.
Van Susteren is a psychiatrist in Washington, D.C., and an expert on the psychological effects of climate change. She says therapists are an essential tool as people confront the devastating realities of climate change.
We know how to talk to people about defense mechanisms that cause them to deny reality. We know how to build up trust so that we can talk to them about frightening topics. We know how to deal with strong emotions, anger, fear, despair.
Not only do people need support when their own communities are destroyed by wildfires and floods, but also as they work to understand less tangible impacts, like economic and social unrest and the existential crisis of mass extinctions. Still, Van Susteren says finding help isn't always easy.
It's been very hard for patients to find therapists that are responsive to their climate anxiety.
Van Susteren is part of a group called the Climate Psychology Alliance that is working to build a list of mental health professionals who can help. And she says such work can have systemic impacts.
Communities fray when individual members are suffering.
Philip and Emily Cipino are hoping to alleviate some of that individual suffering. And Philip says the communal setting is important.
It might carry more weight by validating other people's feelings and other people's experiences, and also create a venue for making connections that result in people taking action.
And people are demanding action. In September, local students participated in the climate strikes inspired by activist Greta Thunberg and successfully petitioned Pinckney County commissioners to declare a climate emergency. Commissioner Greg Poschman says it's time for the county to address climate change from all angles, including mental health.
There's a generation of young people who are not sleeping well because they're concerned. I know so many young people say, we're not going to have kids because we're not convinced that we have a future.
It's personal, too. Poschman's daughters are among the founders of the Aspen Junior Environmentalists.
I want my kids to be nimble. I want them to be resilient so that any of these changes that are being talked about related to the stress of climate change, they can deal.
Starting a community conversation that sheds light on these mental health challenges might be a first step. The first meeting of the Climate Anxiety Support Group is Thursday at 5:30 at the Aspen Police Department Community Room. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Journalism.